Hey, it's Kim Commando Today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I always like to start each show with something that's super interesting. And let me ask you a question. How much would you pay for a baseball card that has Mark Zuckerberg on it as a 48-pound little kid? He's actually 8 years old in the Little League, stood 3 feet, 11 inches, and he was a right fielder. So now this is his original baseball card. How much would you pay for it? Just throw a number out in the air. Okay, I wouldn't want to buy it either, but someone did want to buy it, and they bought the Little Leaguer Mark Zuckerberg card for, would you believe, almost $121,000. Wow. Okay. Now, rumor has it that this was not Mark's most favorite sport as a child. His favorite game, and he still plays it to this day. You know what it is? It's called I Spy. That's right. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of the transference of intellect knowledge that happens week after week on this. It's America's most trusted source for all things digital. We're the largest show. It's called the Kim Commando Show because, after all, I'm America's digital pro, Kim Commando. It's funny how that works. And you can find us on over 425 top stations across the United States. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. You just have to search for my last name, Commando, with a K, of course. Or you can find us streaming 24/7 as a podcast, as well as a webcast. You can actually watch the show commercial-free, 24/7, 3 months of archives over at getkim.com. And a special thank you goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio. I just love this, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries. And yes, 200 ships at sea get the Kim Commando Show. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. I'm sure you have a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And that's 1-888-825-5254. All right. Every single day for you folks, I keep up to date on all things digital. I visit, I don't know, probably 35, 40 different websites. I read all the press releases and I read insider white papers and I talk to my friends in the industry because I want to keep you up to date. I want to keep myself up to date. So this is part of the show where I pass along 5 things that are happening in the tech world that are more newsworthy. And we're going to start with a company called Intercontinental Hotels Group. Have you ever heard of them? Well, how about Holiday Inn? Yeah, you know them. Crowne Plaza? Yeah. Regent Hotels? Yeah. Okay. Intercontinental Hotels is big. They own 6,000 hotels around the world. And guess what? They got hacked. Okay. The hackers were in their computer systems and they were trying to plant some ransomware. And the IT folks, they got wind and then they blocked them out. So these hackers did something so unusual. This is something. They contacted the BBC and then said there were a couple from Vietnam. And then they sent the BBC all kinds of screenshots as proof. Now, the company's IT folks isolated servers because before they could deploy the ransomware. So this is an actual quote. One of them said, the hacker said, "We thought we'd have some fun, so we did a wiper attack instead, which permanently destroys all the data." So customers, this is another interesting thing. Customers were all over social media saying to Intercontinental Hotels Group, "You know, we're having trouble checking into our rooms. We'd like to book a hotel and it says this part of your website is down. What's going on?" So this hotel group gets on social and says, "Oh, don't worry about anything. We're just doing system-wide maintenance. That's all we're doing. That's all we're doing." So the hackers said they got into the most restricted company data because one of the passwords was really easy to guess. Now, again, this is Intercontinental Hotel Group, 6,000 hotels around the world. This is a big company. And can you guess what the password was? Well, the way I'm sure you know is the way I'm saying it was really easy. The password was QWERTY1234. That was the password. Okay, that IT person should be fired. Number two on our list, why do you have to be so rude? Okay, I don't know if you remember this, about a year ago, Amazon's Alexa voice assistant challenged a 10-year-old girl to do this. This is the exact quote. "Plug in a phone charger about halfway into the wall outlet, then touch a penny to the exposed prongs." Okay. Yeah, Apple removed that challenge. New scientific study out this past week that Siri, Alexa, and Google negatively impact kids' emotional and cognitive development. The study says, and I quote, "The lack of ability to engage in nonverbal communication makes use of the devices a poor method of learning social interaction." You think? Okay. Because the kids don't know how to read body or facial expressions. They don't learn how to say please or thank you. They start treating people like a smart speaker. And if you don't answer quickly enough, they just move on. They get impatient. And so many parents are shocked when the kids' first words are Alexa or Siri. And your parents need to parent. I really think that schools should be teaching useful things like digital life parenting skills to kids. I mean, I don't know. Okay, maybe that's not a good idea because then the kids would immediately realize that maybe their parents aren't that great. Number three in our list of five things is my fit is so Barbie-core. Yes, TikTok is huge with young people, over 1 billion monthly active users worldwide. And the people on TikTok are coming up with their own words. Sometimes they're calling it algo-speak. Algo-speak, have you heard of this? These are words that TikTok's algorithms don't know so that this way their posts won't be censored. So let's see how many you know. And I want you to say it out loud if you're in your car. If you're out walking, just scream it out. I mean, people will definitely get out of your way and be like, what's wrong with that person? Okay, you ready? The first one is super easy. Again, these are words that people are using on TikTok, and let's see if you know what they mean. Okay, unalive. I'm unalive. That's unalive. That's dead. Okay, you know that. Segs is sex. Oh, that was so funny. And then you put up an emoji. Okay, you don't put the laughing emoji, the LOL emoji. You put a chair for some reason. I'm not sure why. Heather. She's such a Heather. I'm such a Heather. Heather is someone who's attractive. Barbiecore, the fit, outfit that I'm wearing is Barbiecore. It's feminine clothing. Okay, how are you doing so far? Are you getting any of these? Let's see, vibe check. That determines how cool somebody is. A pick-me-up girl, a girl who tries to impress others by being different or quirky, they say. Or villain era. Anybody? Villain era, okay. That's a shift in a person's personality or priorities as they reject the social pressures to always play nice. And there's a lot more than those. So if you don't know what any of these mean, you can always just Google the Urban Dictionary. Number four on our list of five things is that Apple has said, ooh, I think we made a mistake. Yes. If the idea of paying $800 to $1,500 for a brand new iPhone 14 seems like too much, well, guess what? You're not the only one. They're not exactly flying off of store shelves. And there are a couple of issues. The first is the price increase. Yes, Apple raised the cost of the new iPhone. Second, well, they did it in the middle of a recession. And third, it really comes as Americans are fighting for real necessities and being able to afford that. And the shiny new iPhone 14, which is basically a little bit better than the iPhone 13, but it does have satellite in November, and I know it has some subtle changes, it's not that much different. So all of this adds up to what we're calling a lack of enthusiasm to shell out $1,000 for a new phone. So much so that Apple has cut the iPhone 14's production by 6 million units. That's a lot. And then to add insult to injuries, if you did buy the new iPhone 14, they're getting tons of complaints about the phone's vibrating cameras. There's been updates, random restarts when the phone's recharged. Yikes. And finally, coming in last, there's this at number five. Even a queen has to wait. This is a story about Queen Elizabeth. It's going viral since she passed away. But back in 2008, a UK tabloid, aren't they all, did a story about how Queen Elizabeth loved playing with her grandson's Prince William's Wii gaming console. And apparently, she was a natural at bowling, and she just loved it. She was in her 80s, and she would often beat William. So word leaked out that Queen Elizabeth is really into Wii Sports, and then she was given a 24-karat gold-plated console by a company called THQ that made games for the Wii at the time, and they're now gone. But they delivered the Wii console, 24-karat gold, and Buckingham Palace said, "You're sorry, we can't accept these type of gifts, and we have to give it back to you." The flashy gold console was forgotten about, but it reappeared on eBay. This is the true story in 2021. There are some false stories about this Wii gaming console going around online. Now, the seller is a 32-year-old guy by the name of Donnie Fillerup. Yes, that's his real name. What's your name? I'm Donnie Fillerup. He bought the console from THQ, and he said he has all the documentations won. It was made for the Queen, and he put it on eBay for $300,000 and said, "This is a bargain. This is a bargain." Because this Wii console, I mean, again, it was gifted to Queen Elizabeth. Let's forget that she never really played it. but it's worth $1 million. So it didn't sell for the $300,000. How much do you think it sold for? Anybody? Anybody? Here's the exact amount. $52,567. So if you're seeing anything online that the gold-plated Queen Elizabeth Wii console that she played, which she didn't, sold for $1 million, it didn't. It sold for about $53,000. And I mean, couldn't you just imagine? The Queen was such a classy woman. You know, seeing her beat William, bowling and laughing and having a great time. I mean, gosh, she must have had really great Wii flexes. Ah, thank you. Thank you. All right, coming up in this jam-packed show, let me tell you, we're going to talk about how you can record your computer screen for free. Oh my gosh, this is so cool. How you can see the live migration of birds and then also help in their migration by going to a special website. We're going to talk about what to do when you get a text verification code that you didn't request. You're like, where did that come from? And also we're going to tell you why you need to get a brand new email address right now while you're thinking about it. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And I want to tell you about a brand new service we're all super excited about to offer it. You know when that computer doesn't work, the Wi-Fi's down, the printer doesn't work, or your phone doesn't want to do what it needs to do, your Facebook account is hacked, or whatever it may be that's happening in your digital life, and you need somebody to hold your hand. I know you can Google anything. You can go to YouTube and see a video, but you don't really know who they are. You don't really know if you can trust that advice, but you can trust us over at GetKimsHelp.com. Once again, it's GetKimsHelp.com. Most problems are fixed within 10 minutes or less, and I've partnered with the experts in the industry. Once again, that address is GetKimsHelp.com. And if your problem isn't fixed, you don't have to pay. Once again, that address is GetKimsHelp.com, GetKimsHelp.com. All right, how about we start with Thea in Southwest Harbor, Maine. Hi, Thea.
Hi, Kim. I'm so excited to be talking to you.
Well, glad to have you on board. How can I help you out?
Well, currently I have one little tiny bar of reception, and that is my problem. I have a new home, and I can see the cell tower from my home, but I get terrible reception, and I'm wondering if there is something that I could do to make that better.
And then is this your only source of internet, or do you have cable or anything else coming in?
I don't have internet at all.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get my cell phone to work. Internet would be the next step in my investigation.
Okay. Well, there's a couple of things you can do. Number one is I just want you to go into your phone settings and make sure that you don't have Wi-Fi calling turned on for some reason. Because that might cause some glitches along the way. Boy, isn't that frustrating? Because you can see the tower and you're like, how come I have one bar? I can see it, right?
Yes.
All right. So what is your house made of, steel or concrete or anything like that?
No, it's made of wood. And like when I started this phone call with you, I had three bars and now I'm down to one.
Oh, gosh.
And so I hope I don't get cut off.
Well, if you do, we'll email you some links to some things. You know, at this point, the best thing to do is get an indoor-outdoor cellular boosting antenna. Okay. And then you're going to point that sucker right at that antenna. The outdoor antenna, and then there's a little cord that comes on the inside to a little gadget, and then that spreads the cell phone signal throughout your house, okay?
Okay. Is that something I can turn on and off?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Not a problem.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Okay.
And it's made by a company called WeBoost, and they have a version that's called Studio Omni, so it's really made for one home, and it's not a 5,000-square-foot home, but it works with all the carriers. And what's really very interesting, and as I have to tell you, is that I was looking at this yesterday, as a matter of fact, because I was going to write a USA Today column about boosting. It just seems like a lot of people lately are asking me like how to boost their cell phone signal. Mm-hmm. And normally this product is like $400, but there's a little, if you're on Amazon, there's that little green box that says, you know, do you want to apply a coupon? I don't know if you've seen that. And you're like, yes, as a matter of fact, I would. They have a $100 coupon off right now. And so that might be something that you might want to take a look at now before the $100 goes away. But we'll give you a link to this particular product on Amazon so you can check it out. And it's relatively easy to set up. And I'm certain that it's going to work for you. It has worked for, I actually have one of these in my house as well. So I think it's pretty darn good. But speaking about those Amazon coupons, is that if you go to amazon.com/coupons, you can find coupons for just about anything. I mean, really. So if you're, you know, looking for something that you purchased before, there may be a coupon for it. You're looking for something new, or maybe you're looking for a category. Maybe it's a TV or a monitor or whatever it may be, is that it's definitely worth going to amazon.com/coupons to see what kind of online coupons you can do. And again, to redeem the coupon, you just check the box. And that's it. And you just saved a whole bunch of money. Thea, thank you so much for your call and your kind words about the show. And I appreciate you getting through. And let's talk about if you've ever wanted to record what's showing on your screen. Maybe it's a video call. Maybe it's you playing a game or just a series of steps to get things done. Well, the good news is you don't have to buy a separate app or program. You can do it on your PC or Mac the easy way. So let's start with Windows. Now, you may not know that Windows comes with a terrific screen recording tool called the Xbox Game Bar. Yeah, that's what it is. It's for the Xbox, it's for gamers. But you can use it for anything. You can record yourself in almost any Windows app, so it's ideal. But you might need to sign into your Microsoft Office account. Now, on your Mac, it's just three keys. You just hit Shift plus Command plus 5, and that's when you can record the whole screen. And you can also select just a portion of the screen in if you just want to leave other things out. And that's really handy in case you want to don't want to show everybody everything that you have going on the top of your screen or the bottom of the toolbar. We've got the steps to do all this. Just search commando.com for the phrase record computer screen. And you want to stay right where you are. We're going to talk about what you should do if you get a weird text verification. Of course, we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Right, later on, we're going to tell you why you need to get a brand new email address right now, especially speaking of Amazon, in case you do have an Amazon account, which I think probably most of America does. All right. Over the next few months, hundreds of millions of birds are going to fly south for the winter, of course. I mean, it happens every year, right? But thanks to AI, machine learning, data analytics, cloud-based computing, this is really sweet. You can see how many birds took flight on these live migration maps. And then the side note is that you can help the birds arrive safely. Just a fascinating website because, let me back up, birds just, you know, mostly migrate at night. So Cornell and Colorado State University, they got together and they put together this great resource. Now, the ultimate goal is to have the birds have a safer journey. So, for example, working with Lights Out Texas, major office buildings in Dallas, Austin, and Houston, they're dark when the birds are migrating because otherwise thousands of birds can die in one night. And you can do your part by switching off your lights when there are birds overhead. So the site is this. It's birdcast.info, birdcast.info. And then you just click on migration tools. It's really a lot of fun. You can see the past live and prediction maps in your area. Once again, that site is birdcast.info. All right, we're going to talk about text verification messages in just a few secs. But how about we roll on to Carol in beautiful Maui, Hawaii. Hello there, Carol.
Hi, Kim. First, I'd like to tell you, I love your podcast. You've taught this old dog a lot of new tricks, but I'm chasing my tail now.
Okay.
I am looking for a sublimation printer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there are several out there, but I've got myself so confused looking at their futures, I don't know what to do.
Well, tell me why you want one. What are you going to do with it?
I'm not going to do anything with it. My daughter, or our daughter, mm-hmm. Has recently taken on helping my husband with our business books.
Okay.
She's a great mother, great wife. She already works for a business, but she's taken this on because of some other health reasons. And I know this is something she'd like to have, and I would like to be the one to give it for her.
You know what? That's sweet. You're a good mom. That's why you have a good daughter. You know,
that is. That's why our kids are great.
Yes, exactly. All right. There's a couple of things that you can do. And we have on our team, I don't know if you've heard me talk about it, but his name is John, and he's an IT genius. And so It's always good to have an IT genius on your side, Carol. And,
you know, yes, it is.
It is. It's just, you know, and you may have heard me talk about John, is that when John knows every single one of my passwords. Think about that. Every single one. Okay?
Yeah.
He, like, just today, I said, you know, here, there's some stuff in the Tesla, and I just give him my phone, because I know he can unlock the phone, and that will unlock the, I mean, it's just, you know, trust implicitly, right?
And that's what she is to me.
Okay. So I asked John, because you sent me an email, and I said, John,
right.
What do you think about these printers? What do you think you can do? Oh my gosh, you should see the resources this guy sent me. But the most fascinating is that the Epson, you've probably heard me talk about the Epson printer, the EcoTank printer. Have
right.
you heard me? Okay.
Right.
So the Epson EcoTank printer, you refill the ink cartridges. Okay.
Right.
So.
And that's where I was actually leaning to.
Okay. Well, this is what's fascinating about it. Okay. John found a way that you can buy the sublimation ink, and you put that in the Epson Eco printer, and then now you have not only just an inkjet, but you have the other kind of printer too.
Awesome.
Which is awesome, yes, right?
I mean,
and I sat there, and I was actually flying back to Phoenix yesterday because I was in Miami. Yes, I got out of the hurricane in time. But I was watching this video that he sent about the woman showing how it worked. And my husband looks at me and goes, you know, you really are a geek. I mean, I'm watching a movie, and you're watching somebody, like, take a printer apart. I'm like, I know. It's just, I really
it's
am.
It's sad, isn't it?
It is. It's just sad. It's just sad. So I think for your daughter, so you could buy the Epson EcoTank printer for about $230. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then it's HIPO, HIPU, makes the ink that you're going to use with that printer. And the ink is about $40. So you're in the whole thing for about $270.
Right.
And then if she really starts really like, this is something that I want to do forever and ever, then we can talk about the $1,900 options. Okay.
Right. Okay. That was just it.
Yeah. So we don't want to go there quite yet. You know, it's almost like when she was a little girl and she had, like, she wanted to do one thing, one hobby. And you're like, you know, let's just see if you're really going to do this 6 months from now. You know, just want to make sure. So here's what we're going to do, Carol. We're going to email you some links for you to check out.
Okay.
And can you do me a favor afterwards? Could you drop me a note through the website or call me and let me know how it works for her? I'm really curious because
okay.
it looks, it you know, it, the reviews... When you do this with an Epson EcoTank and everything else, just it looks really, really promising. And so if this is a way to get that type of effect without spending a whole bunch of money, and then also you get a twofer. Like I said, you get an inkjet and you get the sublimation printer all in one. So, Carol, thank you so much for your call. And I hope all those health issues that you mentioned, I hope everything all works pretty cool for and works out for you guys. All right, so it's happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to you. You're signing into one of your accounts on a new device, and then you get a text that confirms, hey, is this really you? And you're like, yeah, you know, that was me. I was really trying to log in. But what happens if you get a text and you weren't trying to log into your account? What's going on there? You get a random text with a verification code, and you're like, what the heck is this? Now, any unrequested verification code is a big red flag saying, someone is trying to sign into your account, and that means that your username or password could be compromised. So you know what you need to do then? You need to log into your account, and I know it's a hassle, but you have to change your password. And you know all the password rules. Make it long. Make it hard to guess. Don't make it QWERTY, 1, 2, 3, 4. You want it to be unique. Do not repeat passwords on various sites because that's going to lead into more trouble. And these texts can also signify that your account details may have been leaked in a data breach because it happens all too often. So you can check over at that website, haveibeenpwned.com. Now, some accounts are much more critical. Okay, obviously your Netflix account may not be as important as your credit union account. And if it is from your bank, you can call them up, call the number in the back of the card, and see if there is any unusual account activity on your particular account. Now, if you're getting verification codes from streaming services, just keep in mind that you can actually sign into Netflix or on Amazon or Facebook or whatever it may be, and you can see all the devices that are currently logged into your account. Now, if you get a recovery code you were inspecting, it could be that someone made an account with your email. I have that so annoying on one of my Gmail accounts. It could be a phishing scam. It could be something else. So much like, you know, anything else, if you're not expecting it, do not respond to it. Do not reply to it. And if it's coming up a lot, just make sure that you change all your passwords. All right, still to come, we're going to talk about why you might need a new email address right now and the best place to get it here on The Kim Komando Show. All right, Dennis in Traverse City, Michigan. Hi, Dennis.
Yeah, hi, Kim. It is so good to be on with you. You know, I've been listening to you for probably over 10 years now, and you always solve my problems before I even need to call.
Thank you.
But this one is a real head scratcher.
Okay.
But you've been my go-to goddess, my go-to guru for a long time. Let's see if we can take care of this one.
Okay.
So I live out in the woods outside of town. Beautiful place, but I have a 250-foot driveway, and I want to know when a car pulls into my driveway long before they ring the doorbell.
Which would be nice.
I work in my office. Yeah, I work downstairs. Mm-hmm. I never know who's coming in, and so I have a Wi-Fi in the house, but I've tried the Ring cameras. They don't reach all the way to the end of my
right.
driveway. I've got a cell phone booster on the top of my house. I use a Verizon Jetpack to get my Wi-Fi, but I just I don't know if there is a solution unless I have to trench the whole driveway and hardwire it.
You know, hardwire is
really
hardwire is the best if you mm-hmm. can do it. Do you have a gate at the end of the driveway?
No, but that's in my future plans as well.
See, I you know, your best case scenario would be to do a hard wire. And I mean, if this were my house, because I just, you know, because I just like to keep things simple. I know mm-hmm. it doesn't sound simple, but it's a lot easier than saying, you know, if it's too cloudy, I can't get my signal out there, right? Or whatever it
yeah.
may be. Is I would do yeah. a hard wire all the way out to that gate, and I put a gate in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then on the post, you could put a Ring video doorbell. And that Ring video doorbell would then show up on your phone whenever mm-hmm. anybody hits it. And then you can open or close the gate by just pressing a button on your phone.
All right.
So that would be like the best solution. Now,
yeah.
you know, Band-Aid solutions, you put in a wireless IP camera that works on 4G, as a solar panel, runs on a battery, it's about $220.
Okay, I thought about that, but, and I took a reading of the sun's position, I've got an app for that, at the end of my driveway, and I get 4 hours of sunlight, uh-huh. direct sunlight during the summer. 3 hours at the spring and fall, but in the dead of winter, I only get end of my driveway only gets 1 hour of full sun.
Okay, well, with all this said, you could move to New York City.
okay. You're hilarious.
or I could write up a tip that will talk about what you need to put out, do the power over Ethernet. And
okay.
to get that out there, and it's up to you to find the gate. But the Ring video
yeah.
doorbell solution does work. I have the same setup I just mentioned to you I have at my house. And
mm-hmm.
what's really great is that when you're not home, and if Amazon wants to make a delivery or whoever it may be, is that you can open the gate even if you're in New York City or wherever
yeah.
you're located. And then you get full reports about what's going on out at the gate. I will just tell you that there is a downside to all of this, is that you really have to work with the motion detection, because if the trees are going, whatever it is, you're going to get all these alerts. And you're like, make it stop already. Make it stop. So, But so what do you think about that? I think that's probably the best deal, Dennis. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Is that not what involves hardwiring, correct?
Pardon me?
That would involve digging a trench and hardwiring, correct?
Put in some conduit. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, it sounds harder than it might be, but it's still relatively simple to do. So let me just make a note to do a tip for this and put that off to the side. And we get it all written up for Dennis. Make sure that you get our tip of the day newsletter if you're not already, because that's where we're going to push that out. Go to commando.com/subscribe and make sure that you get the tips. Hey, if you haven't already gotten your free guide, what are you waiting on? Head over to commando.com/free guide. And that's where you get some search tricks, keyboard shortcuts, some quick photo editing tips. You don't have to download any software. We're going to have some messaging shortcuts, as well as we have a list of really great freeware and downloads for both your Windows and Mac that you're going to love. Again, that address is commando.com/free guides. So we have a Windows guide, a Mac guide. Whether you're a pro or you're just getting started, head over to commando.com/free guides and claim your free copy today. All right, when you buy something from Amazon, you get a few emails regarding your order, when it was shipped, when it was delivered. Well, that's about to change big time, because Amazon, for the first time, is going to start letting all their sellers email you directly. Yes, you're going to get their marketing emails and things that they want you to buy, what's on sale. Up until now, you couldn't get any of that unless you actually followed the brand on the site. So if Amazon is tied to your primary email address, it's a good idea to get a new email address and use only that one for your Amazon account. It's so easy to create a new email address in Gmail or Outlook. Using Start Mail, you get unlimited disposable email addresses for you to use that can be deleted at any time. And every email is encrypted and protected with a password, too. If you go to startmail.com/Kim, you get a special deal. That's startmail.com/Kim. And once you do have that new email address, just log into your Amazon account and update that email address so that this way it's only tied to that. Hey, thanks for listening to Kim Commando today. So reach over and give me a nice 5-star review. Yes, thank you. And thanks for listening.